Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director John Wynn and Olivia Nygaard-Holm. And they're presenting David Lynch, The Art Life. Thank you very much for joining us. Can we tell our listeners a little bit about the documentary and what it's about?
It's a documentary that shows David in his early formative years, from when he's born, actually, to he makes his first film, Eraserhead. And it shows him going through struggles as a young man, becoming an artist, and, you know, his family relationships, mother and father especially, people that influenced him, turning points in his life where he could have gone either way, away from art or whatever. So these are kind of the elements, and
How do you actually achieve that on the screen?
We have a lot of family photographs, 8mm from when he was a kid. We have David painting in his studio in present time, which kind of visualizes sometimes what he's talking about. There's a lot of interviews that we made. His story kind of narrates throughout, his voice narrates throughout the whole film and tells us stories from his life.
And we're talking about the personal David Lynch and the artist David Lynch, and the two kind of come together in the film, but there is that personal feeling in the film, so that was obviously a driving force of the film, right?
Yes. And I mean, the key part about the film is, like he says, sometimes the past conjures and colors everything that you do, mm-hmm. from his films to his art. His personal life kind of influences it.
Because of the wealth of material that you sort of make use of in the film, was it hard to kind of find a balance in telling a narrative and having a narrative in this documentary? How long did it take you to construct it?
Well, the film has been underway for 4 years, but in terms of finding the narrative, we pretty much decided to focus on, what I told you before, that what made him an artist and eventually a filmmaker, what major events shaped his life, and personal influences. So that was kind of the red thread that we saw. I mean, we could have gone in many like little sub directions, but eventually we ended up like narrowing in the narrative to that, which for us was interesting because these are the years before. Not many people know about that. It's a painter, and before he got famous with Eraserhead. So that's kind of the framework that we decided to stay within, because that would be more interesting.
In terms of your personal connection to David Lynch, I mean, John, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that you've already kind of worked with Lynch in previous documentaries.
Yes, we started 10 years ago making Lynch One, and at that time, I didn't know David that well. So he was a little bit cagey when we asked him questions, and we ended up shooting 700 hours with material.
Oh, wow.
And David was just like, whenever we tried to ask him questions, he became kind of cagey. We could tell he didn't want to answer questions. And he was just like, just turn on the camera and you'll find out what the film is about at the end of it. So that was Lynch One. And we knew at that time, Jason, the cinematographer, who's a close friend of David's, told me, he's like, man, I feel like David's getting to a point soon, because he's getting older, where he's going to want to open up. So 4 years ago, when he had his daughter, we approached him again and said, this is a good opportunity for you to perhaps share some of your childhood memories with your daughter. And he agreed to open up. And
he was willing to do that, to open up and just...
Yes, he was. We ended up, Jason was living up there for about 2.5 years. And on the weekends, he would get, he's living up at David's compound.
Yeah.
He would get a little buzz on the intercom, and David would say, hey, come on up, let's have a little chat. And he would bring his recorder, just like yours, sit it on the table, press play, and David would go on kind of reminiscing about his life.
Well, mine is actually based on the material, the footage. I came into the process a bit later when they had already been recording, and I'm kind of the objective eye, as you might say, the person who doesn't know David in real life, but I got to know him so much through the material. And
I guess you kind of need that. You need that little balance.
I think that was kind of my contribution to the process. Like, seeing him still as this fascinating person who doesn't know him completely, how can you show that and we collaborated. That we became kind of a, you know, we became this directors collective that we all like had different views on the subject to make it the more interesting story. Because otherwise, it could be too kind of, what's it called, like introspective or something.
Yeah. But also, does that help with maybe even for people who aren't familiar with David Lynch's work? Would you think that this is a documentary that could help them approach his works?
Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully it will be a film for both super hardcore fans that will find a little bit more information that they didn't know before. And it's also an introduction, in a way, to him, I find.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up. But my last question is, do you know where this film will be traveling to next?
Next is going to be London Film Festival.
Oh, right. Okay. So, and then people can check it out there. Or is there a way of keeping in touch with news about the film and where it'll be going?
On our Facebook page, David Lynch, The Art Life.
The Art Life. David Lynch, The Art Life. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure having you on, Fred.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.